the next couple of minutes, I'm going to take you to New York, from the DC to New York, only 4 hours drive. So my topic of presentation is collaborative community-based strategy and culturally competent approaches to improve genetic education. It's kind of long, but you know, I'm going to break it part by part. All right, what are we trying to do? I'm going to share with you the objective. We are trying to increase the genetic literacy and access to genetic services among the Asian American pregnant women as well as the childbearing age women at New York City. By what? Developing and pilot testing the appropriate genetic material, educational material, implementation of workshops and outreach. Utilize a community-based participatory approach, which I'm going to explain in a little bit further detail. And then also, we got to think about to other partners as well, disseminate and share our practice for everybody who serve the same group of patients in the nation. About the CBW, we've been around at New York City serving the underserved for the past over 35 years, be exact. And then what's our mission? Be a leader in providing affordable, culturally relevant, and quality health care to the underserved Asian people. And then serve also as an advocate on behalf of their health and also social needs in the city, in the nation as well. For this project, our target population, as you can see, you probably cannot see in detail, but basically we are trying to focus on Chinese and Korean population at New York City, low income, underserved, and then pregnant women or the women of the childbearing age. Low health literacy level. I'm sure you know the difference between the literacy level and the health literacy level. And then low acculturation level, and then limited English proficiency, and these population, they're very transient and mobile as well. How did we identify the genetic need for the population that we're talking about? In North America, about 51% of the thalassemia patients are Asians. And maybe there is more update that I don't know, but as far as we know, a large majority, they are Asian. Nearly 9% of the Asian mom at New York City, they received the prenatal care very late or none at all. They just pop up at the emergency room for baby delivery. 27% of the Asian American in New York metro area, they are lack of health insurance. A need for the culturally and linguistic appropriate genetic education. We've been providing genetic education to our OB women for quite some time. And then what we've been providing is through a genetic counselor, but unfortunately, the genetic counselor don't speak the same language with the patient that we try to serve. So it's always through a translator. So for the past years, we observe and identify the need from the women that we serve. They need some educational material. It's very easy and appropriate for them to understand the terms. And then community workshops and free screening. We provide a lot of community screenings and education. And through the workshop, we identify that the population, they have a very strong interest to understand more about genetic concept and their risk for cancer as well. Now, we talk about collaborative, community-based, participatory approach. As you can see, those boards, they are in, you know, interlinked, but I wanted to show you the national level as well as the local level. The national level, we work for this project very well with HRSA, March of Dime, and our CGEN partners, and one of the speakers that you just heard from Howard University, Dominican Women's Development Center, and then University of Utah and Department of Health. National Advisory Board, and then the national as well as the local evaluator. And other group, remember we talk about community-based, so we cannot separate ourselves from community that we try to serve. So at the local level, our group composed of patients. Who are the user, the patient? Community members, They are the one that who give us a lot of guidance. And CBW, that's us, community partners, the Chinatown, you know, planning council, the Chinatown manpower, the faith-based organization, the church, all these are our community members. Women's Health Community Advisory Board, and all this could be non-profit organization, but as well business, and then also the political leaders, the city council, and people like that. They are the ones that will give us a lot of guidance to make the program work. Now, all these that I just introduced, we've been around for over 30 years. We collaborate, we consult, and we engage. Now, these are some of the pictures that we took and share with you. As you can see, for this project, we work on 4 educational brochures. In this picture, you saw 2, and the triple screen, thalassemia, genetic counseling, and testing. And then you see the workshop there, and these are the women that we serve at our center. They are our OB patients, as well as some of them, they are our childbearing age women as well. And as you can see, the health educator there is trying to go over the genetic material with them, and then also hopefully assess the level of understanding as well. And educational material to go out, to reach out to the community, we have brochure as well as a board. Because with the board, there is a lot of material that we're sharing with the community about how different process, and then your anatomy, and then the history and everything. And then we participate in the national conference, and the most recent one is our presentation of the project at the Genetic Alliance Conference in August. Accomplishment: the 4 educational brochures that we had translate into Chinese, genetic testing, counseling, amnio, thalassemia, and triple screen, and then multiple workshops, and the outreach, and the news article as well. Challenges. What are the challenges? The challenges are the cultural barrier. We are serving a group of patients that who are low in literacy as well as in the acculturation level. So for the past 2.5 years that we have learned, the Chinatown community mainly consists of workers who are very transient and mobile. They have to go wherever the jobs are. And we actually serve some of the women, they work at the DC area, Philadelphia. They only come to New York City one day per month. And then the local social network, compared to the other immigrant communities, the interpretation of community to the Chinese population is very different. To them, it's wherever they can seek help for health care as well as the job placement. And then the strategy that we try to identify are try to continue to provide education to the consumer that we try to serve at the language, at the level they can actually understand. If you talk about the community, they would have no idea. But if you try to use the language, that is very easy for them to identify. Me, my child, that will be much easier for them to connect to you. And of course, incentive is very important as well. Focus group. We've been trying to conduct multiple focus groups, and we had learned from the previous focus group that we had conducted, it's not easy to try to have the participation, full participation from this group, because they were brought up to be very reserved, hold the opinion on their own, and not to speak up. Everything that you say, they would just nod their head or just keep quiet. And then it's hard to conduct a focus group composed of a stable group of members, because they only come to receive care probably once a month, and at an advanced stage of the pregnancy, they probably come every 2 weeks and once a week until they deliver, and they'll go somewhere again. So it's very hard to have the same group of people to meet at the same time.
And then many of them are very unfamiliar with the concept of focus group. They are so used to sit there and listen to the teacher to preach, to teach them the concept, rather than give equal feedback. Strategy is, we try to establish trust, give them a little bit more time to do the ice breaking, and then let them engage to us. It may take more than once. And it also needs your staff who are very well trained as well. Challenges. We talk about Chinese community, but now we talk about different group, which is the Korean community. Korean community, although that we are considered as Asian, but our interpretation of community is very different. To the Korean community, they engage in the church event, and then they are very tightly knit group. And engaging them require a different approach, very different from what we talk about with the Chinese now. We try to identify and partner with a very well-known Korean organization at New York City who's going to bring us in to the population we try to reach to. Lessons learned. So we talk about community. The definition of community is very different. And then the focus group, the concept is very different. It's not an easy task, but we continue to try. But the positive experience that we had learned is the patients are better informed. And my time with for the genetic counselor to educate the patient that they see is much more informative as well. Before, I can only schedule 3 patients per hour for the genetic counselor because it's constant back and forth, genetic 100. They have to go over with every single patient that they serve. But now, the genetic 100, the basic concept has been already provided by a health educator to teach the woman at the level, at the language. And the educator also helped the woman to jot down the questions that the woman would like to ask the genetic counselor when they go into the room. So when the genetic counselor see the woman, it's much more easier. Next step, data collection. We try to collect evaluation and outcome data from our workshop and focus group so we can bring it back and share with all of you next year. And target our genetic education initiative to the Korean community and also information dissemination. Remember that we talk about we don't only want to provide the information to the New York City. We try to disseminate to everybody who can use the knowledge over the other part of the nation as well. And then special thanks to everybody, and I don't want to miss anybody. So, all these people are the ones that who help us to make the program successful. Thank you. Oh, I forgot. Thank you.